Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. You know, people tell me all the time, I like that Faith the Facts segment. It's only about 5 minutes long, you know, but it's such a blessing. And I tell you, I want to talk about something that's vitally important, and that's being faithful. Everybody say faithful. Faithful in the little things. Small things, you're faithful in them, they grow into big, huge things. I want to talk about that today. I got to give you a verse for it. St. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. See, God notices the little things, even the little small sparrows that you talk about. I mean, you got to understand something about God. He's into detail. Little things, small things turn into big things. Look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. He didn't say, well. No, he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. You know, I can honestly say this, and I don't mean it to sound arrogant or proud. Me and Kathy are faithful in little things. We notice the little things. And it's just amazing. I mean, you can have this beautiful panoramic view of something, but if it can be small, but if it's out of kilter, not right, it sticks out like, you know, that kind of stuff. You see what I'm saying? So you want to be faithful in the little. What does it mean to be faithful in the little thing? Get up every morning and say this. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. Start your day off with a conversation with God. Now, I'm going to say something that I don't want you to misunderstand. Most people start off their day with a prayer, and that is good. And prayer, but you know what prayer does is asking God for things. You know, Lord, help me. And that's good. I believe that. And not only, I actually start off my conversation with a conversation, not with a prayer. After I have my conversation with the Lord, I just enjoy myself. Then I say, Lord, I thank you that this is the day you have made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah. See, to me first. This is me. This may not be you. I start off with a conversation. I know I like talking to God. He likes talking to me. And then I end with a prayer. And I end it like this. I present these petitions and supplications. Watch this. With thanksgiving. Now, he told us to say thank you. Now, why did he say to do that? Well, he's going to answer your prayer because he told you to say thank you, calling those things that be not as though they were until they are. Isn't that a blessing of the Lord? Faithful little things. You don't want to make a good marriage? Be faithful in little things. Not the big stuff, not just the anniversaries or the birthdays or Christmas or Easter or Thanksgiving. That's all good, don't misunderstand. But just the little things. Just come in and say, you know, without you, my life would be nothing. Just something small. And they usually go, oh, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, just little things. I mean, a little pat on the back. Think about that. Or sometimes a child will come in and without even asking for it, they just run up to you and say, love your mama, love your daddy, and out the door they go. Them little things is one of the most amazing things because, you see, they build into big things. I got to read that verse again, Luke 16, 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. So I just made up my mind. Since I have a choice, I choose to be faithful. Faithful. Full of faith. Not a little bit. Faithful. But I take the full faith and I apply them to the little things that grow into big things. Remember when that baby was born? Was she little? Was he little? Then you could put them on your chest. They would hang across your chest. But now they're 16, 17. They eat like a Missouri mule, especially if it's a boy. Can't fill them up. But you know what? You raise that child. Because you were faithful. And guess what? He became a man or she became a young lady. And what a blessing of God that is. That's what I'm talking about. So if you're standing on the word of God, stand for the little things, because the little things are turning into big things, and the big things are turning into bigger things. And before you know it, people will say, that's a faithful man. That's a faithful woman. Boy, they got some faithful children. Isn't that a blessing of the Lord? Think about that today. And if you'll faith that fact will come to pass for you today, not tomorrow, not next week, because faith is in the now, today. You understand? Be faithful in little things because they all turn into big things. See you next week.